Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, Word of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas. We're back for another 50 minutes of time of preaching, teaching the Word of God. Jesus died, He was buried, He rose again the third day. That is the gospel. The Word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth. Is a word of faith that I preach. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth. And every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth, and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue on teaching this hour. We're going to be teaching out of John chapter 10. John chapter 10. I want to begin by telling you that I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor, and I'm a teacher, and I do the work of an evangelist. All right? It is Jesus the apostle in me, not me. Jesus in me. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, me. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, it is not Doyle. It is Jesus in the heart of the Apostle Doyle. It's the Apostle Jesus in the Apostle Doyle. But Doyle has been crucified with Christ. It is the prophet Jesus in me that speaks. The prophet Jesus in me. It is the teacher Jesus in me that is teaching. The teacher Jesus. It is the pastor Jesus in me that is teaching God's people, feeding his people. Jeremiah 3:15 says, I will set pastors over my people after my own heart. Pastors after the heart of Jesus, the Father, and the Father. And they will teach his people with knowledge and understanding. So, let's get it straight. If I happen to say, I, it is not I, Doyle. It is I, Jesus, talking. You get it? You know, I've been criticized, all kinds of things. You know what I do? I laugh at you people. Because you couldn't even go to my Sunday school. last. Well, you couldn't. You get up and run out. So, we're going to start now. Kathy D.
Right over here.
Oh, you're right here. Reading in John chapter 10. Let's go.
Verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door...
Is that verse 1?
That is verse 1.
Okay.
But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catches them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Hallelujah. Now let's go back and let's read verse 1.
Okay. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Okay, you get that? He that goes any other way except through the door is a thief and a robber. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're at, how big a following you command. Unless Jesus, the shepherd, the door, said, come in to the sheepfold. Unless Jesus brought you through the door, which is Jesus, you're a thief and a robber, and you're a deceiver, and not only that, you are a hireling. And if the wolf would come, you'd be gone, and all those people with you would be dispersed. Next verse, Kathy.
Verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
He that entereth in by the door, Jesus, the door, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd, the feeder, of the sheep. He that entereth in by the door, by Jesus, is the feeder of the sheep. He's the pastor, the feeder, and he feeds them with the word of God. Now, listen to this. And that feeder, that pastor, that shepherd is the shepherd Jesus, the pastor Jesus that's in this person who has been crucified with Christ, nevertheless they live, yet not they, but Christ liveth in them, and the life that they live in the flesh, is by the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for them and loved them. Do you understand that? If that shepherding movement would have ever been had a revelation of God, they would have never started what they did. They'd never taught it one day. Not one time. Because they thought they were something they were not. They were teaching lies. Things that was not in the Word. Jesus is the door. Unless you come through that door, you will not be that shepherd or feeder. See, I don't use the word shepherd more than necessary. But a feeder of the sheep. Oh, we like to be shepherds or under shepherds or some kind of a dog. Okay. The feeder of the sheep. And it's Jesus, the pastor, the shepherd. Just one shepherd. And his name is Jesus. And he's in human bodies. He's in prophets, pastors, apostles, teachers, and they do the work of an evangelist. It's Jesus Christ, no one else, crucified. No one else but Jesus. And know something else. Jesus himself is the door that brings the crucified Jesus through that door and puts him in a male body, and that male then speaks by the Spirit of God the ministry of Jesus. I'm not going to get any more complex.
Verse 3. To him the porter openeth.
The porter. Because I've heard it say that the Holy Spirit's a porter. I don't have any idea who it is. But it has to be somebody, the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. The porter. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I know. But you know what may be in my spirit? The Father is a porter. Never said it before. Go ahead.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep,
he calls them his own sheep by name.
By name.
And leads them out. Right?
Right.
Now, let me tell you, I didn't know I was going to do this. But this shepherding movement and this discipleship movement was the dumbest thing I ever met. I knew every one of those guys, and they tried with every manipulative ability they had to trap me and get me to join them, and they couldn't do it. And Derek Prince finally wrung his hands one day and said, I've never met anybody like you. I don't know what to do with you. I said, good. I can go now, because I resisted them for 7 years. Stayed right around them, in the middle of them, listened to them, talked to them, knowing they were wrong. But not until God said, you have overcome, could I walk away. But I never joined them by that day. No, they did not teach me one thing. Amen. Now, what got me off on that one?
Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow.
Oh, you know what these guys were, strangers?
Right.
To me.
Right.
Go ahead.
And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Now, wait a minute. That's God's sheep, isn't it?
Right.
They don't know the voice of a stranger.
Right.
Yeah, and they'll flee. Did you know, I knew all of them. I'm going to be nice. I don't know why. But I knew everyone, Derek, Charles, Don, Bob. I didn't know Earn. I knew those four. And I never believed what they said. Let's go.
6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Jesus said, He's the door.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Listen to this. Every person that came before Jesus was a thief and a robber. I'm not going to get into this any deeper, but I will tell you, in the Old Testament, they were prophets and pastors, and they were the same people. That's as far as I'm going to talk.